Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody say bless, say bless, say bless.
Yeah!
Month.
Right, last day of the month. Tomorrow's the first, so we're gonna end it. It's gonna be very. We're gonna recap what we are our weekend. Our revival now. How's the time revival? We're just gonna do a recap of that. And before we even get started, I'm gonna ask Miss Kay to open us up in prayer.
All right, Father God, we come to you tonight just thanking you for everything that you've done thus far. Ask that you continue to let your will be done in our life. Ask you to continue to lead and guide us, be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We pray that anything that we speak about on tonight that is edifying and lifting up to you, not to us, but to you. Let your light shine and that you get all of the glory in everything that we say, everything that we do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Well, first and foremost, I want to give honor to the Lord who had in my life for waking me up this morning with all activities of my limbs, and still having the mind to serve Christ. Because everyone didn't wake up this morning, and a lot of people didn't wake up in a right frame of mind or the mind to serve Christ. We may wake up in our right frame of mind, but our mind may not want. I'm glad I still want to serve and be pleasing in his sight. Not just today, but I strive to do that every minute, every hour, and everything. So with that being said, I just want to thank all those that participated in the revival over the last weekend. Starting off Thursday night, Bishop Omar, I want to send a special thanks to him. He really did a great job preaching on Thursday night. And there's a lot of things in there that's just a blessing to me. Not that he can't preach or anything of that nature. It was just the word that he preached was real rich. And if it didn't touch no one, it touched me, where he was coming from, and gave me some good insight on what I need to do as a man going forward. So I want to thank him. I also want to thank Pastor Rob coming all the way from Kentucky and driving. And he was just we went to school together. Really didn't know him, knew him in school, but didn't know him. Like, we wasn't friends or anything. We were just acquaintances. But now that we have a brotherhood, a friendship, I just really thank him because he really, and we talked today, he came all the way to Kentucky to encourage me. And he said I encouraged him. And we both were going through some things, but you never would have known what he was going through unless he shared it. And he said the same thing about me. So we really uplifted each other. Our community of Mental Ridge really turned out and supported us. I just want to send them a special thanks and Rob a special thanks. He really said, though, everyone in the, not everyone, but the hotel staff knew who Rob was, and they really liked him. They commented on him. Even after he left on Saturday morning, they commented on how well he was received. And I just want to say thank him for being obedient, coming out, and just letting the Lord use him. Lord used him more than one way, not just at the revival, but where he was even staying. He made an impact. So I want to send a special shout out to Rob Rhodes, Pastor Rob Rhodes. Also, I want to send a special thanks to Pastor Johnny Miller. Drove 4 hours, he preached a really great message. He really, really tore the church up, and he brought a number of his people with him. I just want to thank him, his congregation, his armor bearers, and all that. And I just want to send a special thanks to him. His words were very rich and enlightening, and I learned a lot as well. And then, of course, I want to send a special thanks to the musicians, Omar Zachary Jr. and Deacon Lee Stanton for playing the bass. I just want to thank them for coming out, and I want to thank my lovely wife for leading us in praise and worship Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. She did an outstanding job, and, you know, it was a blessing working with everyone I worked with, especially my wife. And, you know, people say, you know, you can never say too much about your wife, but she filled in. And when I say filled in, I asked her to do it, and she did it. And I didn't have to depend on nobody else, because I knew she was going to be there 100% every night. You know, when you deal with some people, they may show up, they may not. And I just want to thank her for being obedient. And she did an outstanding job doing something that she loves to do, sing. And I hope and pray that she do it even more in the near future, because I enjoyed it. As her husband, I enjoyed it. watching, you know, my wife serve the Lord, you know, in that capacity. I hear her singing all the time in the house, and it's a different feel when she's out doing it and uplifting the Lord in her own way. And it's just a blessing to see that and have that on my team. It is a blessing. So I want to thank her as well. Thank everyone at the Holiday Inn Hotel. I can't say enough. I'm a little worried. But I will definitely use y'all again in the near future, because y'all showed a lot of love and a lot of patience. And because sometimes I'm not the best business person to deal with, and you guys are right there with me, and you said no problem on a lot. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much.
Amen.
And that's at the Holiday Inn off of Sugarloaf. And 6310 Sugarloaf Parkway is the address. So I just want to send a shout out to them. Now, without me saying all of that, talking too much, I'm going to let my wife talk and see if she has any comments about the weekend.
I really enjoyed every night of the revival. I enjoyed every person that got up to speak. It's like it was everybody had the same Bible verse, but everybody, you know, added to it and put their own spin on it. So it wasn't like you're hearing the same message each night. So I enjoyed seeing how the Lord used each person to bring forth the word to you know, bring it home. 'Cause at the end of the day, it's time for us to get it right and to get it together. Time is short. And I thank everybody for bringing the message out. And I pray that, you know, I pray that anybody that was listening online, either via Blog Talk or Facebook or any type of social media places, I pray that something was said that stirred your spirit and help you realize that, you know, it's time to get it right. Life is too short. We're not promised. We need to stop hitting that snooze button and get it right and wake up for real. But I enjoyed it. I'm grateful that the Lord allowed me to do what I like doing. I still got to loosen up a little bit more, but I am so grateful. And I just wanted to do what I could for the Lord. And my whole, you know how people make New Year's resolutions and all that. The only word that I wanted for this year is more. So any way the Lord wants to use me, I'm available, and that's my whole goal in this life. So I want to thank my husband for pushing me, because he pushes me in a positive way to do things for the Lord, and I really am appreciative and grateful for that. And I'm grateful for you too, Mister, as I watched you work so hard all this weekend. Like, I mean, you worked hard, and I'm like, okay, last night I was just laying there and you were knocked out. And I was like, you know what? I love this man. You really, really did your thing this weekend for the Lord. And I don't know it just did something to my spirit. So I'm grateful for you, and I'm grateful that you are doing what the Lord is telling you to do, no matter what, and no matter who sees it, who doesn't see it. It's about what the Lord wants. And I thank you for following what God told you to do, and I believe that many people were blessed because of it. So,
amen.
I guess,
thank
that, and also Zach, Mr. Zach, that young man. You know, young people, they could be out doing whatever they want to do, and especially on a Friday night, Saturday night, and he was in the house of the Lord, and I just love it. I love to see, you know, not that somebody's making you do it, or my mom or my dad made me do it. No, he's a willing vessel. And you don't see that a lot in young people. So God has many things in store for him. So I'm just grateful for everybody that came out, participated, and just showed love.
Amen.
That's all
well,
I want to say.
Well, thank you,
yes,
for the words of encouragement. And I was definitely needed and appreciative. But, you know, this cliche has been going around, iron sharpened iron. And one of the things is I want this year, and I've always said, I want to grow, and I really want to grow. And even in my downfalls, even where I'm strong, I want to grow, and I want the Lord to use me and want to be a better blessing. I want to be a better husband. I want to be a better brother, a better son, better father. And sometimes we got to grow. It's a process. We're not always going to get it right, but this revival has taught me one thing. You can have an agenda for one thing, but the Lord, if you're doing the Lord's will, and when it happens, you're just amazed. I'm not amazed. I'm amazed the way the Lord brought everything together, because I'm thinking one thing, and again, this is just a reflection. I felt so bad Friday morning. I really felt bad on Friday morning. And I had no reason to, but on Friday, I will tell you, my bishop gave me a word on Friday. He preached well Thursday, but he gave me a word on Friday. I don't know if he just sensed it in the spirit, but he said something, and it just, along with having a conversation with Pastor Rob Friday afternoon when he got here, just talking with him, it put me in a better place. And the Lord is showing me, you know, you have to surround yourself around people who's going to sow into you and not just take out of you. And that's so important right now. And we're not going to be on long tonight, but make sure you surround yourself around people who's always sowing into you. That way, when you are having those moments, you don't drift. You don't allow the devil to play with your mind, and you know, because for me, my wife will tell you, I was having a day Friday, and then when I saw my wife, she, and like I said, I don't want to make this about us, but we're very, I'm very transparent. And when we go through something and we get through it, I want to give God all the praise and all the glory. But I watched my wife go through some, get some heavy blows hit at her, and I watched her handle it the way she's supposed to handle it. She handled it, and she didn't allow it to take away from what she's supposed to do. And the devil lost again. And we still serving, and we still did what we had to do, and we made an impact, a spiritual impact was made over the weekend. There were some girls that came in for prayer. I don't know where that's going to lead, but I guarantee you, and the Lord showed me, they're going to remember that prayer long in life, and it may be a reflection of a start of something. And that was just one thing. There was a young lady that opened the restaurant an hour early for Pastor Rob, and he told me even today, make sure we stay on that because she has a story. I don't know what it is, but he said she has a story, and we're definitely will be following up with that. And it, like I said, if people from Menno Ridge, and I don't really talk about my hometown that much, but I want to thank you for your support, your comments, and all the love y'all show me and Rob. So anytime y'all need prayer, we definitely do have no problem praying for you. Not at all. So we just want to thank the people of Menno Ridge as well, those that went to Menno Ridge. They may not live there now, but our classmates know who I'm talking about. And then I want to send a shout-out to your friend. I ain't going to call her just your friend. She's my friend, too. Sister Winsome, for hanging out with us all weekend and riding with you, making sure that you, you know, you good. And I appreciate that. Probably don't say it enough, but, you know, that's my wife's road dog. And I appreciate her keeping my wife company and looking out for my wife and just being a sister in Christ for you all weekend long. And I just want to make sure I put that out there because it goes unnoticed. And even though you're going through things, she may not know it, just to make sure that I know you got somebody with you when I can't be with you is a blessing. So that means a lot to me because I am overprotective. I need to make sure my wife is okay. And long I know, Sister Winston, I know you're going to be okay.
Right.
Yeah, so that shout out there. Other than that, again, everyone from Trade Tabernacle that came out, I appreciate you. Nothing but love. And those that couldn't make it, you know, I'm not mad. I don't want no one to think that I was upset about anything. the Lord did what he was going to do, and he used me in a way. And whenever the Lord used me, I'm unapologetic. But there's no hard feelings with anybody. I want to know, make sure I'm doing what the Lord wants me to do. And I go hard in what I do. I go very hard. So I can come off a little aggressive. But when you're serving the Lord and your eternal life is at stake, you should be hard. You should be wanting to do your best. And you should want to be able to, you know, that's just me. Everybody's not like that. But that's what the Lord placed in my heart to say. It's what the Lord placed in my heart to preach. And going forward, and I'm going to talk about this a little bit and we're going to get out of the way. But at Praise Tabernacle Church, we do have a food pantry now. And we're going to be giving groceries away in the community. In our community, we're very small. And we're going to go out in the community and we're going to find people who need help. And this is going to be course of this year, as long as the Lord tells the bishop to keep doing it, and we're going to help support it, is to help people feed people groceries.
Amen.
And that's what we're going to do. In a couple of weeks, I'm going to go out and find 10 families that need groceries. I'm going to do my part. And then however, the extended arms, however they wanted to, you know, that's fine. But I know I'm going to go find me 10 families And I'm going to take Elder Dighton with me. We're going to be going out in the community. And we don't have a date. I just tell you, in 2 weeks, we're going to go out and find 10 families that we're going to donate groceries to. And with that being said, if you're in Lawrenceville and you need any help with groceries, I'm just going to give you the email address. It's ptcforchrist@hotmail.com or at Gmail.
Gmail.
It is
ptcforchrist@gmail.com.
If you need any groceries or anything, just email us there. We'll be discreet. We'll make sure you get your groceries, and we'll send them to you. And that'll be it. You don't have to be a member, and we don't want no money, period. Now, on the other hand of that, if you like to donate some canned goods every fourth Sunday, you can go and come to Praise Tabernacle Church, 199 East Krogan Street, and drop them off. We take canned goods, non-perishable items, every last Sunday if you want to donate. If you want to donate cash or gift cards or anything, you can bring them that fourth Sunday, or you can go to the email and just email us, and we'll get your contact information, and we'll get in contact with you and go from there. But that's another thing we're going to try to do this summer. And I was experimenting with some things this weekend with my sound system. And I'm going to get me a tent. And we're going to be doing some pop-ins, just singing and passing out food. Again, we will do that this summer. The Lord laid on my heart. And we will be doing that this summer because it's not going to cost anything to do what we're doing. And on Publix, they've already donated $100 worth of gift cards. But I'm going to save that for Sunday morning and everyone else who donated, because I don't want to I'm going to save that for Sunday morning. But do you have anything else you have to say?
For the Extended Arms program, I think you started to say this, but if you're local to Lawrenceville, I know you said send an email. The purpose of that is to let us know that you're local and you may need us to pick up your items if you don't want to come out, or if you just, you know, feel the need that you would rather have someone pick it up, and we can pick it up at your location as long as you're local to Lawrenceville. And, just if any way you can participate, it's going to go out to the community. It's not something that we're hoarding or trying to keep for ourselves. It's going to go out to the community and just continue to lift this ministry up so that way we can go forth and do what the Lord is calling us to do for his people and not just talk about it, but be about it.
Amen.
And that's all I'm going to add.
Amen. And again, this was the first Chaos Revival this year. We did two last year. Probably do two again this year. We do this to uplift the Lord. We use this platform to uplift the Lord and try to help anybody that needs help in whatever we discuss. And you know, pretty much most of the stuff we come up with, or at least I do, is from my personal experience. So I don't want you to think that, you know, every day is roses and we don't deal with stuff. We deal with stuff every day. But I'm going to tell you what, the month that we took off in December from D&K, I'm going to tell you that was the worst, almost the worst month of my life. What I'm learning is, as long as you stay focused and do what the Lord has blessed you to do on a consistent basis, you don't have time for the distractions. You don't have time for the mess, because you're always looking, you're always in the Word, you're always striving to uplift the Lord. And when as soon as you take your foot off the pedal, that's when the enemy comes in and conversing with your mind. So it's very important that you stay in the Word consistently, day in and day out. Not that we wasn't staying consistently in the Word. It's just the fact that me and my wife, we have to communicate on a daily basis about what we're going to do for Monday. Now that we have this extended arm, it's communication about how we're going to do. And this is the Lord's work, so you got to be very careful. And when you're not doing the Lord's work, it becomes your work, and it becomes your will. And I'm looking at things like, this is supposed to be like this, this is supposed to be, it ain't got nothing to do with the Lord. And when it ain't got nothing, you become unequally yoked, and that's when issues start to come in. But as long as you're doing things for the Lord, it's hard to come in because you're in constant communication with the Lord and the Holy Spirit. All that dumb stuff is not gonna amount to anything because you're fighting it off with the Word. And the flesh is hard. And if you're living in the flesh, it's hard not to let the flesh win. But if you're feeding your spiritual person, it's very easy to defeat the flesh. And I hope that made sense in what I said.
It's all a choice. So you can either choose to let your flesh win, or you can choose. It's a choice. Every day we got a choice.
Yeah,
and we have to deny this flesh.
But if you're filling yourself up with the Word, if you're reading your Word, it's easier to make the right choice. But if you're not filling, and I'm a witness to this, because when I took that December off, when I say I slipped, I didn't study as much. And that studying as much, the choices I was making was horrible. And it wasn't because I didn't know better. It was the fact that I wasn't in the Word. And someone as long as me, and just because you've been saved a long time don't mean that you can't make bad choices. And as a matter of fact, that's part of the biggest curses that there is because the longer you've been in the Lord, the more you accept mess. Because you think that you can overcome and override it, whatever it is. But if you're not in consistent prayer and in the Word consistently, the more you're in it, the more you'll get chastised. And the more you get chastised, the more you make the right decision. But if you're not in the Word, there's no communication. It's like being at home for the weekend with no parents. You know not to let nobody in the house, but you let them in. But your parents ain't here. But as long as your parents' presence is in the house, you don't know when, you'll make the right choice. And that's all what I'm trying to say is stay in the Word. Stay in the Word. Stay in the Word. Because the more you stay in the Word, the more you'll feel His presence. And when you start to do the wrong thing, that chastisement is going to hit you. It's going to hit you. And it makes it easier to make choice. I ain't saying you can't make the wrong choice, but it's a lot easier to make the right choice when you're staying in His Word and you're studying and you're praying and you're fasting. It's just that much easier. And again, like I said, go ahead.
No, it was just, my brain is just going all over the place when you were saying that. And there's two things that came to my mind. I don't know if anybody ever seen Little Shop of Horrors, but you know that plant, the more you feed it, he just kept saying, feed me, Simo, and it, you know, just
right.
To get more, and he just kept getting bigger and bigger. So if we keep feeding our flesh the wrong thing, that appetite is going to keep growing and growing and growing, and then it's going to take control.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
One thing I just thought of. And then the gremlins, you know, the gremlins, you feed them after night or after midnight or whatever, and they just wild out. And it's like, you know, darkness enjoys the bad things. That's when bad things usually happen, is in the dark, not in the light. So that light is the Spirit, the Lord. You gotta let that light outshine that darkness, because the darkness, we all have times where we make bad decisions and we may do something that we shouldn't have did, but if we keep doing it and you keep doing it, then that's that's considered a lifestyle. It's not that you made a mistake and you did it. Okay, I made a mistake. My bad. Let me get myself together. But you keep doing it and you keep doing it and you enjoy, you start enjoying the darkness. That's a lifestyle. So we just got to make sure that we're paying attention to what we're feeding our bodies spiritually.
And there's a song, "The Freaks Come Out at Night," and that's what happens.
There you go.
The freaks come out at night, and you know, it's true. If you watch Christians or church folks long enough, watch them in the night, see what happens.
Right.
And you'll see a lot of stuff that you're and to be wilding out. So be careful. Be careful. Stay in the Word. Surround yourself around.
And like you
people.
Said yesterday, watch your pals.
Yeah, you got to be. You definitely got to watch who you hang out with. And the Lord has shown me that. This when I say this is not new to me. But it is new to me because of the area, the lifestyle that I'm living, what I'm doing, and what I'm trying to accomplish. The Lord will put you on a different level. So you got to watch the people you hang with and people who tell you stuff because it may not be for you. That's why you really have to watch. And when you're going through difficult times, you may got to make sure you got the right people in your ear. Again, just to reflect back over the weekend, if I didn't have my wife, I wouldn't have made it through the weekend. Not putting her on a pedestal, but she said the right things at the right time and did the right stuff at the right time. Had she not sent me down to the church to put the food on the shelf, she knew what she, well, I didn't gonna say she knew what she was doing, but the Lord knew what he was doing through her to work through me because I was able to go down there to clear my head and to get myself together. And I needed that alone time. And it was good. It was good. And again, for all those that came out over the weekend, I'm just going to say I can never thank you enough. Not that you did it for me because I know y'all was doing it for the Lord and for your own self, but it was the impact that you had on people that if you wouldn't have been there, you wouldn't have been able to have that impact on those people. And that's what I'm more happy about is because we were doing what the Lord has called us to do. They wanted us to do outreach ministry. We went out, and without even saying anything to anybody, people were just doing outreach ministry, period. And that was a blessing to me. And the Lord was pleased because my spirit was like, wow. I felt like 1,000 pounds was lifted off of me because I didn't have to say nothing or really do anything, just be there. And one of the most things that I really got was when I was going to go talk to one of the young ladies that came in for prayer, the Lord told me, no, I didn't understand that until I went to sleep. And he said, your assignment was done. The person that brought them in there, assignment was done. But there's other people who have an assignment that missed their assignment. And that's what really, really triggered with me right there. There's people within us missing their assignment. I ain't got nothing to do with it. I ain't got to have hell to put nobody in or judge anybody. There's more than one person that's supposed to go out and witness and there's more. And I'm going to make myself more available for when people need things and done because I don't know what the assignment may be for me at that particular time in that particular place. That's why I will be in my home church on Sundays. So there may be an assignment there for me. There may be someone for me there to talk to afterwards. You never know unless you're there. And not just inside the four walls, but when people say, can you do this or can you do that, make sure that you're available. And I'm not saying you're going to be available 24/7 because we all got our lives and jobs and family, but we need to start making excuses and make ourselves available for when the Lord gives us an opportunity to either say something or to show support. You never know why they need your support. It really I really learned a lot over the weekend. And again, I want to thank everyone for coming. I learned a lot just through my Bible study team, the teachers that teach. I've learned so much. Not that it's a lot when they teach. Not only is it good, but it's how they teach. And I'm learning that if you want to go to another level, you have to be able to maneuver your weapon a certain way. You know, I'm just used to having, and for you gun lovers out there, you know, loading my clip and shooting. And that's fine. But if you want to use all your weapons, sometimes you have to load your bullet a little differently for a different type of gun. Now, we all know that the word of God is the word of God, and it's never going to change. But sometimes the delivery is a little different, and sometimes the bullets is going to come out a little different. You know, every gun ain't the same. You can't shoot a machine gun the same way you shoot a handgun because of the kickback. Well, when you're talking about the word of God, sometimes it will take you places, you know, not just being basic, but it will take you some deep places that we need to go to talk to some folks. Because some folks, you gotta go deep with them, and you know, starting to see these things as I go forward. So as I'm learning from them, as they're teaching me how to be a better teacher, you know, I just gotta send them a lot of love, because every Tuesday I'm learning something, and it's not just the word of God; it's the delivery, it's how you do things, how you can walk a script. It's just a lot. And again, I said this is going to be a new Derek Oliver in 2022, and that's exactly what it's going to be. And again, giving honor, because we're getting ready to get out of here, to my bishop, my church, Praise Tabernacle, to my wife, and to my Tuesday night team. Don't forget, we got Bible study tomorrow night, 7 p.m., It's just, right now, it's just good moving forward. It's just good. Even if you're going through hard times, it's good, because it's for a reason. I didn't understand that before, but now I understand.
Trust the process. So, amen.
Definitely. So anything you want to say before we get out of here?
I don't have anything specific. Just thank everybody for tuning in on tonight. We will be in full mode, I guess, coming up here soon.
Monday.
I may not be able to join on Monday, but we will see. So I got a schedule change coming up, I believe, just for that day. But we'll be praying that the Lord, you know, work things out. And just keep us in your prayers as we keep you all in our prayers, and for you and your extended families. And I just thank y'all for tuning in. That's all I got.
Yeah, again, well, that's really all I got. I just wanted to give a recap over the weekend. Again, thank everyone for coming out. Those that couldn't make it, I feel you. They couldn't come out, I know you were there in spirit. And again, to all the speakers that were there, Bishop Zachary, Pastor Rob, Pastor Miller, thank y'all again for great word on all three nights, just right on time. Also want to thank, again, the musicians for being there, my wife. And, you know, want to thank, I think Sister Winsome, Evangelist Stanton, Evangelist Blue Webb, being there. And just a shout out to them, because, you know, being in an unfamiliar place like we were, to have some of your home team there with you, to hear the hollering and the screaming and the clapping, and you know who it is, just to me, it just made it better for me. And I wasn't preaching those nights, but it just made me feel good to feel like we had some home love in the house. and not take away from everyone else that was there that I need not be calling their names, but that was a big it just took pressure. I don't want to call it pressure. It just made me feel easy. What word I'm looking for, wife? I don't know what to say. It settled my stomach, I guess.
Okay.
Is that good? I don't want to make nothing, say nothing bad. But you know how you feel real
it
nervous about stuff.
It put you at ease.
Yeah, put me at ease. Because I know they came in with the spirit. I know wasn't going to be no nonsense when they're in the house. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's like you get backup and like spiritual
right,
backup.
There you go. Right. Because if something would have went down, I'd have felt comfortable who I had backing me up. Right. That's what I want
right.
to say. You know, I didn't have no, you know, weak-minded people behind me. Just in case. You never know when you may have to put your tennis shoes on and, you know, put some Vaseline on your face and have to go to work.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but you never know. I'm just saying. I mean that in a spiritual
okay.
way. I don't mean in a physical way. But, people physically, they know what I'm talking about. You know, got to get ready to fight. Because everybody, you know, and this is my first time dealing with some people spiritually, I didn't know what to expect. Glad I had some back just in case things got out of hand. Thank the Lord that didn't happen. But just if it would have, I was at ease if, you know, I had enough backup with me. That's all. I'm always saying something too much to get myself in trouble somewhere along the line. So I apologize for being long-winded again. My bad. We're going to go ahead and get out. I'm going to have my wife dismiss us in prayer. We'll be back next Monday. If it's just me running the show, ain't no telling where we're going, but we will have a topic and we will have some scriptures and we will talk about it, whatever it is. But be careful. Pray for the people over there in Ukraine. And just keep our whole country in prayer because the gas prices is crazy. Grocery prices is crazy. And if you don't know the Lord, the best thing for you to do is to know him, because I don't know what's going on, but there's something in the air. It just seems like it's crazy out there in this world. And it seems like if you miss, it's just crazy. Let's just pray for everybody. Pray for our country because it's crazy out there. And these prices are getting way out of hand. It seems like every time me and my wife get in the car, the first place we got to go is the gas station. And it ain't like we putting $5 and $10 in the tank. I'm talking about $30, $35 a pop. And people say, won't you just fill it up? Well, it's kind of hard to fill it up when you put $35 in there and that don't fill it up. And you got to go back 2 days later and put another $35. That's $70. So, hey, I don't know what's going on with the gas prices, but I will say this, and I know I'm going to get a lot of slack. When Trump was in office, these gas prices were nowhere near they are right now. That's all I'm going to say about that. Why
about
go ahead
to
and
start a war.
What you mean? Because what
say
I said?
Good night.
I'm just telling the truth. Gas is $177, $209, $202. You're almost $4 right now. That's them Democrats. You need to dismiss his wife. I'm not going to say no more. See, my brother's
okay.
calling me.
All right. Well, once again, thank everybody for tuning in. I'm going to give a special shout out to Sister Kenya as well. She came and showed out for the Extended Arm Food Pantry, so we appreciate her so much. And just thank everybody for everything that they're doing. Pray that you get on fire and see what the Lord is calling you to do and be about your Father's business. Just be about your Father's business. That being said, I'm going to go ahead and close us out. Father God, thank you for allowing us to come together once again on tonight. Thank you for wrapping us in your loving arms. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for giving us travel and mercy. Thank you for your grace, Lord. We ask that you continue to just lift up the families over in Ukraine. Touch them right now, Lord Jesus. You know what the situation is. You know what they need. We don't know all the ins and outs. We know what the news reports, but Father, you know each person and their situation. I ask that you let your will be done in their lives. I ask that you continue to touch the people here in this country. You know, we are we are pretty, I think we're doing pretty well over here compared to other places. So you got more, we got more, I got more to do. So whatever you would have us to do, we ask that you just give us the fire and the strength to do it and let your will continue to be done in our lives so that way we can lead people to you. Lord, we honor you and we praise you. These things that we ask in your precious son's name, amen. Good night, everybody.